As an athlete crosses the finish line in first place, they tilt their head back and throw their hands in the air with pride. Simultaneously, you jump off your couch, pump your fist, and yell at the top of your lungs. So, why do humans experience such an intense emotion on both sides of the screen? What is pride? Expressing emotion without actually speaking is common. For example, a person smiling at you as they enter the room can tell you a lot about what they're thinking and feeling. Passed down from our ancestors, nonverbal expressions are almost a universal language among humans, so much so that even Paralympians who have been blind since birth are seen physically expressing pride in the same way as other Olympians. After succeeding, they tilt their head back, puff out their chest, and throw their hands in the air even though they've never seen this done before. Scientists believe that these behaviors have evolved as a way of appearing larger, to attract attention and assert earned dominance. Similarly, when a chimpanzee defeats a rival, they stand tall and widen their arms, while mountain gorillas will make loud noises and beat their chests. We aren't so different after all. In these moments, the hormones dopamine and adrenaline are released in the body. This combination creates an intense feeling of happiness whether you're the athlete competing or simply a spectator from home. Your bodies are experiencing the same thing, and this feeling is physiologically addictive for both as well. From an evolutionary perspective, it's this pride that fosters confidence and admiration in groups, ultimately leading to enhanced group or team functioning. On the other hand, when we fail, we slump our shoulders and develop a narrow, cringing posture, seen again in our fellow chimps and baboons, and even in rats and elephants. This dismissive behavior has adapted in animals to non-verbally communicate the awareness of their failure to ensure that they can still be trusted within the group. So whether you're a champion athlete or a viewer at home, science says, jump for joy and clap those hands. You aren't showing off, you're just trusting your winning instinct. Don't forget, we have a new video out every day during the Olympics. But if you can't wait, head to cbc.ca/Olympics/Science Says for more. Keep asking those burning questions with the hashtag Science Says and subscribe for more awesome science videos.